What's up, Shoreline family? It's me, Jermaine Harrison, your local youth pastor, coming to you digitally as we kick off our summer Shoreline series. This summer, we're going to be going through a series we're calling High School Heroes. High School Heroes. Now, what we're going to be doing is looking at the lives of teenagers in the Bible and observing the lessons that we can learn from their lives then that are relevant to your life today. And so all throughout the Bible, we see dozens and dozens of teenagers who place their faith and trust in the work of God and the work of God to be done later on through Jesus Christ. And we see them live a life of full trust and dependence in Him. And I think the same can be true of you today, a teenager, a high schooler in 2020, where you surrender fully to God and have a heroic faith that leads to a heroic way of life. And so specifically, I want to start us off by asking you a question. I want you to think about the time in your teenage years that you were the most frustrated, the most annoyed, the most angry or discouraged. Think of a time right now, like think about it, a time when you were most frustrated or discouraged. For me, I remember it as clear as if it was yesterday. It was the summer right after I graduated from high school. So I was 17 years old, and unfortunately, I'd been laid off from my job working for Haagen-Dazs ice cream company. You know you're doing something bad when you get laid off from working for an ice cream company. And so I'd been laid off from my job. All my opportunities that I was looking at for going to college, those doors were shutting left and right. I was looking for jobs everywhere and didn't seem to be making any sort of progress. And so in that moment or in that season, I felt defeated. I felt discouraged. I felt frustrated. It was like, God, what are you doing with my life? My life seems to be stopped. It seems that there's no way forward. Why is this happening to me? And I can imagine that some of you out there have felt that at some point before. And I'm going to share with you the story of a young man, a teenager in the Bible who experienced the same level of frustration, maybe even more so, and his name is Joseph. He's one of the 12 sons of Israel, and his story is recorded in the first book of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapters 37 through 50. I encourage you, as you spend time in God's Word over the summer, as I hope you do, that you would read this story and see how the Lord used this young man who surrendered his life to God and lived a heroic life based on a heroic faith. And so the story of Joseph starts out in Genesis 37. And I'm going to summarize some of it and read some of it to you and then make a couple observations and we'll be done. So if you have your Bible, turn there with me to Genesis chapter 37, where we begin the story. He's the youngest son of Israel. He has 11 older brothers, Joseph does. And he tells these brothers that he has these dreams where in the future, they'll all be bowing down to worship him. They'll all be servants of his. And so imagine the youngest brother telling all of his other brothers, hey, one day I'm going to rule over you. And obviously they're annoyed, they're frustrated. They're like, let's get rid of this dude who thinks he's all that and a bag of chips. And so we jump into the middle of the story in Genesis 37, verse 18. And then I'll tell you a few other verses. Genesis 37, verse 18. When Joseph's brothers saw him coming, they recognized him in the distance. And as he approached, they made plans to kill him. So the bros are like, we're done with this dude. Here comes this dreamer, they said. Come on, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns, and we can tell our father that a wild animal has eaten him. Jump down to verse 23. So when Joseph arrived, his brothers ripped off the beautiful robe he was wearing. Verse 26, Judah said to his brothers, what will we gain by killing our brother? We'd have to cover up our crime. Instead of hurting him, let's sell him to those Ishmaelite traders. And so these random people, this random caravan of Ishmaelites are coming down the road and they're like, you know what? Instead of killing our brother, let's sell him. Who knows where he's going to go? Who cares where he's going to go? Verse 28. So when the Ishmaelites, who were the Midianite traders, came by, Joseph's brothers pulled him out of the cistern and sold him for 20 pieces of silver. And the traders took him to Egypt. And so come with me in your mind. Imagine this 17-year-old boy, the 17-year-old Joseph. He was betrayed by his brothers. He was sold into slavery and he was forgotten by them. And this teenager did something very unique though. Instead of wallowing in self-pity and frustration, asking the question, God, why? Why have you let this happen to me? He did something very different that I think is instructive for us today. Instead of asking the question, why am I in the midst of all these circumstances? Instead, Joseph decided to ask the question, what should I do next? Even though this isn't the life situation that I would have chosen. Does that make sense? Instead of running towards frustration and discouragement and anger at his life circumstances, he realized those circumstances. He was really sad about them, but instead he chose to respond in a different way. And I think his response is something that we should model as well. What should I do next, even though this isn't the best situation or the one I had planned for? And so we see how this different attitude plays out in his life. I want you to turn with me really quickly to Genesis 39, verses 1 through 4. And I'm going to show you how his attitude of trusting in God, even in the midst of a really difficult situation, led to blessing in his life and to blessing in the lives of people around him. Genesis 39, verses 1 through 4. When Joseph was taken to Egypt by the Ishmaelite traders, he was purchased by Potiphar, an Egyptian officer. And Potiphar was captain of the guard of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And the Lord was with Joseph. So he succeeded in everything he did as he served in his home of the Egyptian master. Verse 3, Potiphar noticed this and realized that the Lord was with Joseph, giving him success in everything that he did. And this pleased Potiphar, so soon he made Joseph his personal attendant. He put him in charge of the entire household and everything he owned. And so instead of wallowing in self-pity or being frustrated at a really difficult circumstance, Joseph decided to respond in a different way. He decided to trust God, a heroic faith, and that led him to live a life of faithfulness to God that was a benefit and blessing to him and others. It's crazy. And as a young man, he continued to stand up with his convictions. You know the story of where Potiphar's wife tries to get him to sleep with him, and he decides to run away, and he gets thrown in prison, and he's forgotten once again, but he is never forgotten by God, no matter the circumstance. And I want you to hear, I want you to know that you are not forgotten by God, no matter the circumstances that you are experiencing. And so here's the heroic principle that we learn from Joseph's heroic faith, is that we can trust that God is at work even when it doesn't seem like he is. We can trust that God is at work even when it doesn't seem like he is. Frustration in our circumstances doesn't have to mark us. Faithfulness, regardless of our circumstances, is possible through Christ. If you're listening and you're a Christ follower, you have what it takes to endure any hardship, any struggle that may be causing you frustration in your life right now. Think of the most frustrating thing right now in your life, and I want you to know that the God of the universe sees you, he knows you, and he cares about you, so much so that he sent his son Jesus to live, die, and raise again so that you can have a relationship with him and so that you can endure the challenges that you face on a day-to-day basis. And so, high schoolers in 2020 and beyond can have a heroic faith just like Joseph did centuries upon centuries ago, where he wasn't ruled by the frustration, the anger, or the disappointment of difficult circumstances in his life, but instead he chose to trust in God no matter the circumstance and live a life of faithfulness. I pray that you would do the same thing right here, right now. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see y'all soon.